Hi, this is Adam Halley on the Aliyah Show on Arut Sheva in English, Israel National News and Israel National Radio. We're here today with my co-host, Tamar Yona. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Tamar, tell us what we're going to do today.
We're going to do the second part of the program with talking with people why they're making Aliyah. People are giving up their life's work, their businesses, promising futures, and they're coming. And we're going to talk to somebody who is going to be making Aliyah in another couple of weeks. He had a big business. He dealt with all the Hollywood studios, and he sold his business, everything. He was a great business, sold it all, because he decided he wants to come home. We're going to hear from him right after the break.
Next up on the show, we have Rich Brownstein. Rich is the former, and I do say former, owner of Transcription Company. This is a company. Well, you know what, Rich? Why don't you tell us about what it is you do and what it is you've just done.
Hi. My company, The Transcription Company, which I still own half of, does the transcripts for TV shows, the TV shows you watch, like Nightline and Good Morning America. We do all the transcripts for things like VH1 Behind the Music and ESPN Classic and closed captioning and other things like that. And we just sold half of it so we could make Aliyah.
That's amazing. You guys are based out in California, right?
We're in Burbank. Surrounded by the studios, networks, Universal, Disney, NBC, Warner Brothers, they're all about right outside the door.
So you're working with every major Hollywood studio, basically.
Every studio, every network. Yeah.
And yet you're giving that up to go to Israel.
Well, if you've ever worked with TV people, it's not giving up very much. No, just kidding. It's a lot of fun.
Well, now you're working with radio people, so be careful what you say.
Well, I did that, too. Several years ago, I produced a radio show here in Los Angeles also. But, yeah, giving it up. My wife and I, we've been married for 10 years. When we got married, we wanted to make Aliyah. We knew we wanted to make Aliyah, and it was just a matter of time. And the Almighty gave us the incentive to go, and so we decided to do it. My daughter is 7, my son is 4, and I didn't feel like I could wait much longer. You get to a certain age, and I think it's tougher to go, and 7's about the cutoff, as far as I could tell for my daughter, so we just jumped.
So it sounds to me like you're making a really good living, you have a great career, you have a great, bright future, and yet you're willing to give it all up to go. What is it inside of you that's eating at you that says, I've got to be there?
Well, from my perspective, if you can go, and you're a religious Jew, and you pray for the rebuilding of Jerusalem and Jewish people from the inside out, that you go if you can. Not that everybody can, but we were given enough chances to do it. We decided we need to take it. But I'm very careful when I say that, because there are a lot of people, we have many, many, many friends who would love to go, and they're just not in a position to go, and we'd love for them to follow us, and they all want to. But it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. I don't want to be too cavalier about the difficulties of it. We're just very fortunate to be able to.
Rich, do you have a job offer here in Israel?
No, but if you find a job for me, it'd be great. I'd love to. I was just working on my resume for the first time in 13 years. That was a real scary experience.
That's really amazing. It's very inspirational. It's very scary. It's how do you say metach? It's a lot of tension here because, you know, you're leaving a successful life and you're going to the big question mark, even though it's something that we know is the right thing to do, at least all of us listening to the show.
As they say in Hebrew, kol hakavod. I mean, it's just really, really great that you're coming home.
Well, thank you. We were sitting here in our home while they were packing it up for the lift with the 40-foot container, watching them do this on the day of the bombing in Jerusalem last week. And there was a lot of tension. And I started to think about it and get worried. And then I said, you know what, this is nothing. I mean, the people 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago, these are the pioneers. I mean, I'm so fortunate. We're going to Baca. You know, we're not going to Beersheba. We're going to Jerusalem.
Baca is a really hip neighborhood in Jerusalem right near the city center.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You're really going to like it there.
Thank you.
But it's not Hollywood. It's not Hollywood.
Definitely not Hollywood or Burbank.
It's not Burbank. That's right. Not Universal Studios.
But we don't have to drain the swamps either. And you guys came. Everybody before us came, and I'm 41, so I don't have to go through the army. And my sacrifice is what? You know, lattes. I mean, it's not that.
We actually do have lattes here.
Yes, in Baca.
The place that we're moving into is also like 2 blocks from a sushi place.
So you don't even have to give up the raw fish. That's fantastic.
So this is amazing. None of us had these great, successful, big businesses that we sold in order to come here. This is why it's so exciting for us and so inspiring for us, because if we had those, would we come?
In my case, I own a house for the first time now.
I'm just joking. No, absolutely.
Rich, it's 4 o'clock in the morning there for you. Since we were just talking about in the previous segment on the show about dealing with parents' reactions, was that something that you and your wife had to contend with in some way? Do you have parents that are alive and you had to go about explaining the news to them?
It wasn't that big of a shock for my family. When I was 17, I was very involved in B'nai B'rith and BBYO, and I ran a convention for all the kids in Pacific Northwest, and the theme of it was Israel, the ultimate destiny. I had a guy named John Medved come and talk about Israel, and I've always been a Zionist. It's not a big surprise. My wife is French, and her parents are big Zionists. They live in Paris.
So this is sort of the logical extension of what you've been doing for your whole life.
I've always been this way. My wife has always been this way. It's just not. Nobody was terribly surprised except for, I think, my staff, who had no idea. But
so how do you break it to them?
To the staff?
Yeah.
We were having our holiday party in December at a roller skating rink, and afterwards, in the middle of it, I just said, by the way, you should all know that the next year we're going to be gone. We're going to be selling the company, and we're going to be gone. Most of our friends understood it, but it was hard. The non-religious Jews and the non-Jews thought we were crazy.
Who did you get the most support from? Who were the people that said, you know, way to go?
By far, the people in the Orthodox community, our support network, unbelievable waves of support. Most of our friends, they wish they had done it. They wanted to do it. If they had to do it over again, they would.
But well, maybe this can serve as an incentive for them to, you know, if you can do it, so can they.
Well, there are several families from our neighborhood who are going right now. We're just one of them.
Oh, that's great.
It's nothing organized. It just happens to be that way. One is leaving, going there, and it's just there are people coming, and there are a lot of people who say, well, now we're thinking about it, too.
That's amazing stuff, you know, and hopefully there'll be a lot more coming, you know, once they find out you're here, and we'll keep up with you and see how you do when you get here, and we'll go from there.
Great. Well, I'll make sure that the hundreds of people who we're going to have at our goodbye party know that you're going to be waiting for them.
Absolutely, and you could have them listen to the interview on the show, and you know, they can keep up with what you're doing through the show, and they can find out more about what it's like to make Aliyah.
Terrific. I'll make sure to report back on the show.
Rich, how did you deal with all the people that thought you were nuts? You know, the people from your staff and other colleagues in your profession, perhaps. You made it sound like it was a fair number of people that gave you some not so great feedback. How did you guys deal with that? How did it affect you?
Well, I'm a little bit eccentric as it is. For instance, I own the largest collection of Portland Trailblazer memorabilia in the world.
Really?
Yeah, and pennants and
so did people just sort of chalk this up to eccentricity or?
Did no, but
really think you'd gone over the edge?
No, people just knew what I wanted to do, I was going to do, regardless of whether or not it was ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it wasn't any different. People know that if I want to do something, I'm going to do it, and that my wife is very strong with me. So it was really just a matter of letting them know that I wasn't joking, and then they were with us. But if you want any Trailblazer stuff, let me know, because we packed it all. It's all going to be in Jerusalem.
You're going to have the largest Trailblazer memorabilia collection in the world, and it's going to be in the sovereign city of Jerusalem, the capital of Israel?
It's going to be in boxes in the sovereign city of Yer HaKodesh, the holy city.
That's incredible.
I just heard, you know, you're going to have to rent a separate apartment for all that stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's a little wacky, but maybe someday I'll be successful again in a business, and I'll have a huge office that I can put my pennants and one-of-a-kind pieces in.
That's great. Well, Rich, good luck. Keep in touch with us. We'll have
Thanks
you on again
much,
after
Rich.
You get here and see how you got in and how you stored your boxes and everything, how you
great.
Moved your California home to your new Baca,
yeah,
Jerusalem
and let
home.
Let us know when you get your display of memorabilia set up, because I've got a 15-year-old sports nut who will be there in a second.
That would be great. And you guys let me know if you know anybody who wants to employ the former owner of a Hollywood enterprise.
We sure will.
You can get a hold of me at rich@transcripts.net.
Okay, great.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck, and keep in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Trailblazer. He's making it from Hollywood all the way to Baca. You could write a book about it.
Yes, yeah. with a Trailblazer theme. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So it was a great show. Be with us again next week on the Aliyah Show. Bye now.